The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you can find something that you're passionate about and that resonates with people, the possibilities are endless, because that's all we want, is we just want people just tune in. Give us 1 hour of your week. We're going to let you shut your brain off and make fun of our life.
Welcome to Podcasting Smarter, the podcast for and by podcasters. We interview podcasters for the real scoop on podcasting. Whether you're thinking about starting a podcast or have been podcasting for years, you'll find lots of inspiration, valuable lessons, and tips in our interviews. This podcast is brought to you by Podbean. Please visit podbean.com, the home for podcasters.
Hello, podcast friends, and welcome back to Podcasting Smarter. Today, I get to chat with Lisa and Sam from the very fun and funny podcast, I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. Their show follows the friendship of two funny women in their mid-40s who find themselves having some of their best conversations in the car. They have opinions and they love to laugh about everything that life throws at them. I can't wait to see what they have to throw at us. Welcome to Podcasting Smarter, Lisa and Sam.
Hi there.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Well, true to your podcast, you both are in your car. Is that correct?
We absolutely are.
We are in Betty.
And what kind of car is Betty?
Betty is a 2009 Honda Civic.
Oh, that's a perfect podcasting car. It's practical and it's got longevity. It's reliable.
It's got some miles on her now.
Podcasting miles. I love it. Podcasting miles are the best kind of miles as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so I wanted to know, and you guys will have to decide who tackles this question, but just to get us started, can you tell me how and why did you start a podcast?
We started it as a natural extension of what we have done for the past, how many years have we been friends now?
17.
we had always been told that when people are around us and we're having a conversation, especially when we're bantering back and forth, that it was a pretty funny conversation. So we thought, well, you know, podcast might be a natural extension for us.
Nice. I mean, that makes sense. It really does. I mean, if people are telling you you're great conversationalists and they want to join in, why not? And honestly, I've been listening to your podcast the past couple of days and I did feel like, oh, these are kind of like my best friends I haven't met yet. Like I could totally hang out with Lisa and Sam any day of the week. We happen to be in the same age group. And I realized I've been telling people I'm in my mid-40s, but then I was like, wait a minute. I just had my 48th birthday. So I guess I can't say I'm in my mid-40s anymore. I guess I've transitioned to my late 40s.
That's exactly like us too. We try to hold on to the mid-40s because we don't want to quite admit about the 50s, right?
I think I'm the closest one to 50 here.
Oh, you are. You are. Well, you know what? I am. I don't know about you, but I love being this age because I care a lot less what people think about me. And I remember life both before and after the internet. And I think that's a pretty cool experience to have.
I agree with that, too.
Yeah.
And I completely agree with the whole, right? We learn not to care quite as much about what others' opinions are.
Yeah. You just stop caring. I don't know when or exactly that happened, but it gives you a lot of freedom. And I would imagine with that attitude in mind, it probably makes podcasting for you a lot more fun because you can just be yourselves without any hesitation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's probably the key to us too, is because we really are just two people, just two friends having a conversation. So it doesn't matter that we're in a car. It could be at a booth having lunch. It could be in the mall while we're shopping. It's just the same conversation that we have.
Do you ever find yourselves revealing things to each other that surprise you? in, on the podcast in these conversations? Has anything like come out that maybe actually, just comes yes, out by virtue of the podcast?
When we talked about Elvis Presley, the one episode we talked about Elvis Presley, it was because Lisa remembered going to Memphis to go see Elvis Presley's mansion.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you've never told me that.
I never have. And the other revelation that came out not too long ago was at Christmas. You didn't know, Sam, you didn't know that I sent out Christmas cards.
Oh, and that you wrap all your
and
gifts.
And I wrap my gifts.
How do I not know this after 17 years?
You're still learning things about each other. That's so sweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so tell me and tell everyone else out there in podcast land, why are you recording from your car?
This is where we have our best conversations, in a cramped car.
And we always have. So we always, like, whether we're going to out socially or from point A to point B to do something, we always are just having ridiculous conversations because we're just kind of those people. So it just kind of made sense to us that that's where we talk is where, when we're in the car.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have a mobile studio.
Yeah. It will travel.
Yeah. And it has. So there you go.
You could like podcast while you're going through the drive-thru.
That would be good.
That would be funny.
That would be good. So I was going to ask you, okay, so you're in your car. So what exactly is your setup? Like, what do you record? Do you record on your mobile phones? What does your recording gear look like?
Initially, it was just on a phone
through the Podbean app.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So now we still use the Podbean app, but now we also have a Zoom recorder too. That was my husband decided that we needed to upgrade. So it's funny though, we still use the phone and then we record everything that way. And then we have our backup, which is now the Zoom recorder. For some reason, I'm a little bit OCD and I just want to make sure that we have good luck with the phone. So I don't want to quite part with that yet.
Oh, okay. So you record it essentially in two places just in case something drops and you lose the recording.
Yes, because one time we did lose the record. We did lose the recording.
It made me
cry. That's how you know you're a real podcaster. It's like a rite of passage for all podcasters. You have to lose.
Is it?
Like,
okay, good. And then
I've done
then
it
we have
like
our new
more
addition,
than one,
which is lapel mics.
Oh yeah, wait. You have lapel mics now?
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Oh, you guys are getting fancy in the Honda.
Yeah, we are. Lisa has a hard time with the lapel mics, though. She sits weird.
I sit weird.
Are you hunched or
awkward with it?
Well, you obviously deal with it and are able to get a podcast out, which is great. Okay, so we know about your studio setup. I think that's fascinating because your sound is fine. I mean, it's clearly you're not recording from like an NPR studio. You don't have that sound, but it's completely listenable. And so it's funny because you're the first podcasters I've talked to that have recorded from their car. So I'm fascinated by this.
Cool.
And
we
how
try
do you
to be
plan
as unique
your,
as possible?
Yeah, you are. You check that box off. You have got that accomplished. So obviously conversations come very easily to you. So I was wondering, do you plan your conversations at all from episode to episode? Do you know what you're going to talk about ahead of time? And how do you organize that?
Actually, we do plan for sure. We do brainstorming and we come up with different topics. But again, we're probably really different than the average podcaster because our conversations and like our topics become just random things that come up in everyday conversation. Like, for example, we were having lunch one day and we got into a debate about ketchup versus mustard, which led to a podcast about condiment loyalty. And we are discussing one day about ordering food and why don't you ever get to choose what type of pickle you want? Why is it always a dill pickle? That became a topic one day. Sometimes if we have topics like we have topical things, like we'll be doing something for Valentine's Day, we'll take a spin on that. If it's monthly, we'll probably do something for Groundhog Day. We did Christmas to death all through December.
Yeah, won't do that again.
Well, we won't be doing that again. We learned that lesson. we take notes. We have notes. We don't plan. We're not scripted by any means.
No.
We kind of know what we want to talk about. The opening of our show really is just, we call it banter because we're really just catching up with each other. And it's completely sincere, right? So maybe haven't seen each other for a couple of days. Tell me about your week, right? Maybe we're talking about something that we saw on TV or just something that kind of, you know, caught my eye or made us notice something through the week. But we do plan, but it's just, we really don't know what each other is going to say because that would hurt. We feel that would hurt the spontaneous part of our conversation.
Yeah, I hear you. I like that. Do you have any sense of who your listeners are at this point?
We do. We feel that obviously our age group of women, probably ages 30 to upwards of over 50, but we find that we connect with male listeners as well.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you find us quite funny.
We get a lot of feedback from men.
That's great. You know what? I think, did you hear yourselves mentioned on She Podcasts?
Yeah.
The other week? Yeah. Okay. I was wondering, I meant to ask you about that in the email and I totally forgot. So he, the guy that edits their show, I forget, I'm just drawing a blank on his name and I listen to their show all the time. Yeah. So he's a fan of your podcast. So that must have been really cool to hear that, hear yourselves mentioned on another podcast. That's the coolest.
Yeah,
that's, it, you start to feel famous.
Oh, yeah.
you're like ready to give out autographs anytime.
I don't know if we're quite there yet.
Yeah, to random strangers. Why not? Here, you want my autograph? Really?
Right?
You do.
Sorry, it was just my visa slip I was signing.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, right?
Okay. So, well, since you you are both co-hosts of a single podcast, how do you manage to split up the podcasting chores between you?
You know what? It's pretty 50-50. It's like I'm more into social media than what Sam is. Sam's more into the Instagram side of it than what I am. So I'm kind of a more like the voice through Twitter. Although we do sit down and kind of, if there's something that we want to make sure that we tweet about through the week, that's collaborative. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of that voice and I'm on Facebook. So I go through a lot of the different Facebook groups and things like that. Instagram's not my favorite thing. So Sam really likes Instagram. Mm-hmm. So she kind of goes through that. But for the most part, any of the research that we do for our topics and that, it's all 50-50, right? She needs to come with her stuff. I need to come with my stuff. You know, we discuss everything. So whatever we're putting out there, every now and then I'll send her a text message. I'll send Sam a text message saying, oh, I hope you're okay. I did this. You know, because sometimes I think before I do it before I thought it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Happens a lot.
Yeah.
More than you think.
Well, yeah. Like I sent a picture.
Yeah,
sent
that
a
made Well, that made me think of this question. Do you edit a lot of your conversation or do you pretty much kind of just live to tape?
Okay, we're about to disappoint a lot of people.
There's no editing.
We don't edit. Because it's a natural flow conversation. So it would be very weird if we stopped and started.
Yeah, the odd time what we do is when we start the recording. If we're in the middle of kind of like our banter part, like our opening, if we don't feel that it's like, if we've gone a couple minutes and neither of us have kind of laughed or it's not, we don't really feel it's working, we'll stop that and then we'll start fresh. But then sometimes what happens is that we realize that we can't replicate. So if there was something good in that beginning, it's probably gone because we're now not going to remember it.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. What does your family think about this podcast?
Well, my dad and his wife, they listen to it regularly. And then it's funny because then I'll get a random message from him saying, you know, oh, listen to the podcast, but didn't really appreciate the fact that you talked about our 70s furniture, right? Like they take it a little bit personal and things like that. And I know like Sam, like your mom and dad listen to it.
My mom and dad do listen. And my sister is now listening as well. And we made her laugh hysterically at her job the other day. So that was kind of nice to know.
Yeah.
So, oh, that is nice.
My sisters are a little bit slower to the take, but I think it's just because they don't really know what podcasts are.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? So, maybe someday.
But good support.
Oh, that's great. Now, I noticed you are doing a patron program for your podcast. And so I was curious, what made you decide to go that route, and how is that coming along for you?
So we decided to go that route because we did some research, and a lot of people say, you know, after a year, you know, test the markets and kind of, you know, see if people want to support you. So we just kind of decided, and we also saw that through the Podbean app, it was easy to kind of connect and set up. How's it going for us? We're maybe 3 weeks into it. Mm-hmm. We're at $11 a month.
Nice.
You know, so we have four people in total. Two are us, because why wouldn't we support our own podcast?
Of course.
And then we have one other person that does $2, and then we just had a $5 one on the weekend.
Oh, wow. And so, was that a complete stranger?
So I think, so I think it's going good. But
that
I think
is great.
I think our confusion is that we're not sure how to promote it, because in our second last podcast, we talk about it at the beginning because it's kind of a little bit uncomfortable too, right? To ask people for, you know, a little bit of money.
Yeah, I think it is uncomfortable. I think a lot of podcasters feel very uncomfortable. They think like they're begging.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get that. I totally get that feeling. But at the same time, you are putting something out there for free, and it does cost you time and money to produce it. So I think that, I mean, I've given money to podcasts that, that I love, because I want to, they bring so much joy or entertainment or education to my life. And I'm kind of the feeling that I want you to keep doing that. And so it's worth it to me to throw a few dollars here and there to keep them going. So maybe that will help you feel less guilty. I don't know.
Well, and I think we're starting to promote it better. And I think now we're starting to become a little more comfortable with it. And we agree 100% with what you're saying, right? I mean, you know, it's still a form of entertainment. And if it's something that you look forward to every week, you know, people aren't asking, they're not like the idea isn't, you know, to ask for like thousands of dollars. It's just like, you know what, maybe you just help us buy, you know, get Betty the car, maybe an oil change. That's our goal, is to get Betty an oil change.
Right. Yeah, it's totally reasonable. So how long have you're at your year mark, you said, right?
Our year would be, 1 year is April.
April. Okay. So you're almost there. And yep. I'm sure like a lot of podcasters, you probably look at your stats. So I was curious, is your listenership growing? Is it growing at the rate that you'd like for it to be growing? And how much does it matter to you?
So it grew, it is still growing. And like kudos to the Podbean group, because, you know, you guys give us really great information and great statistical information. It is still growing. Like in the last month, we've had 64 new followers on, you know, subscribe to the show and through Podbean, which is good. We were really lucky in August, you guys featured us and we grew we had a lot of exposure through that. Mm-hmm. So good. Yeah. So right now we're over 1300 in followers, and we're just about to hit 10,000 for downloads on the Podbean
app. That's really impressive.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And it's funny because we both remember when we were at 8 people that followed us.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it grew really, really quickly through Podbean. And now I think we're still seeing good growth through that. But I can also tell through, you know, talking, you know, interacting with other people through Twitter and things like that. We get a fair bit of feedback about how we're checking out your show, and we love your show, and we're listening to your show. So I think we're also getting a lot of interest through other avenues as well too.
Oh, that's great. So I love to hear that you're on social media and that you're engaging with your listeners. So I always ask my podcasters that come on the show, what things do you do to promote your show? And of those things, which ones are working the best?
Okay. I think Twitter works the best for us.
Yeah, Twitter's been really, really good to us. but we're out there a lot.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Like we push it probably too much sometimes, but just through, you know, watching other, like looking at other people who are being successful seems to be, right? If you're out there, then you get noticed, right?
I think it's just really important to use the free social media that's out there, the Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, because you can literally post whenever you want. So we're now trying to do Instagram on a daily basis instead of just when we're releasing mm-hmm. a podcast, which is always Fridays. But so we're just constantly tweeting every day. We've got Instagram every day. We do stuff on Facebook. So we're just out there just trying to keep everybody aware that we have a podcast.
We've done two pods a day two times now, and we were just featured, I think it was on the 20th. And that's been a great outsource, right? Like such a small little fee that you pay for that. But the amount of work that Josh puts into it makes it so worthwhile. Mm-hmm. And it's such a great platform for indie shows. Mm-hmm. You know, he promotes.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. He promotes that everywhere. So when he decided this time that he's doing now that they would do, you know, they'd let people who'd already been on come back. What a great opportunity that was. Mm-hmm. So we jumped at that too.
Yeah.
And actually I listened to the podcast that he when he was talking to you.
Oh, good! I was going to say, yeah, I've had Josh on the show.
Mm-hmm. It was his second time. That's the podcast that I caught, and I was just like, "Dude, keep going! I think he's fantastic. We're so glad that he started two pods a day for indie podcasts, and we're just really grateful that he showcased us twice. So."
Yeah, I love that he's doing that because, you know, indie podcasters, there's so many of us out there and we need all the help that we can get. And there are a lot of indie podcasters like you that are putting out great shows, but, you know, it's really hard to get noticed because there are a lot of shows out there.
Exactly.
So I love people who support indie podcasts, and actually his program really does a lot for indie podcasting. So I hope he keeps going too. I know it's a lot of work for him, but if anyone can do it, he can do it. So as podcasters, I was wondering what podcasts you listen to.
I listen to Varmints because apparently I'm attached to animals that I don't have. I just find them there. I know it's, I like their take on how they talk about animals and the different things. And, it was just really kind of, it's really kind of cool. And then I also listened to Rough Giraffe just because I enjoy
Rough Giraffe.
Yeah. Cause their accents are really cool. But, those are the kind of the two main two that I listen to right now.
And I like Odd Dad Out. He does some weird, kind of like weird things that are going on and some funny kind of question things that are happening in the world. I like that type of a podcast because it always kind of makes my mind think. Mm-hmm. I'm a bit of a sports nut. So I listen back and forth to a few different ones where they talk a little bit about, I hate to admit it, but I'm a wrestling fan. So there's some that talk uh-huh. about wrestling and, like the Bob Culture this weekend has been texting a lot about the Royal Rumble that was on for wrestling. So when I see something on Twitter, that's how I find new podcasts too, is I'll see something. I'll be like, oh, that seems interesting. And then I start listening.
Nice. So another shout out for the effectiveness of Twitter.
Yeah.
Do you have a biggest screw up incident in podcasting?
I think our biggest screw up, other than deciding to make all of December about Christmas.
Yeah, that was horrible.
That was probably like I think that was like a big screw up. Like,
and we confessed on a podcast too.
Completely. We owned that because all we thought was like, we're sick of it. Everybody else must be. We had like lots of different topics to cover and we just thought December would be a perfect month each week to cover all of them weekly, but it just became so much, such overkill.
Yeah.
I think that was like a big, like, don't dedicate a whole month to anything. Mm-hmm. And
right.
I think too, when we first started, We thought we needed to be scripted. So we were like writing bits of dialogue and things like that.
It was horrible.
Oh, it was painful. Yeah. And our first couple episodes are really painful to listen to because of that. So I always joke, we go back and listen. It's like, oh boy, was that ever bad. Mm-hmm. So I think that was just not staying true to who who we really thought we needed to be.
That's a good lesson to learn. So what are you looking forward to with your podcast?
I think growing listeners is always something that we're striving for. And we're also hoping at one point to, you know, make a living off of podcasting. That would be fantastic. Because we really enjoy it. And it brings us a lot of joy. I hope that people, when they listen to it, laugh a lot. Because I laugh all the time. And because usually our conversations are ridiculous. So, you know, if I'm finding it funny, then I hope other people do too. And I look forward to our, when we podcast.
So. And I think true to what we really, our real goal always has been to be the least stressful part of somebody's day. And I think that just resonates so big with both of us that that's really all that we want to do. If it leads to something more than what we're doing now, that's a bonus, right? Because we would love to, you know, I mean, you hear about different podcasters and they become, you know, they do like a two-woman stand-up show or they become, right? There's one that was picked up by HBO for a few series, right? And things like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you can find something that you're passionate about and that resonates with people, the possibilities are endless, because that's all we want is we just want people just tune in. Give us 1 hour of your week. We're going to let you shut your brain off and make fun of our life.
And I definitely think you deliver on that. You guys do laugh a lot on your podcast, and it's very contagious in a good
way. Sam's laugh.
Not like a disease, but
no, I know.
In a fun way. Do you plan on, or have you attended any podcasting conferences?
We haven't as of yet. Our goal is to actually plan. We plan on going to some next year.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Yeah, great. Definitely. Well, because we see lots of things about them. And I think that would be a really natural step for us. We were lucky, I think, at the one, I don't quote me on what it was called, but we were asked to be, Michelle, a lady named Michelle reached out to us, and she had a panel. I want to say it was the one in September.
Okay.
I don't remember
what it was called. Podcast Movement. I that's horrible. I shouldn't be saying that. But anyway, she'd asked us, reached out to us and asked if she could use our podcast as ways that could help monetize. And we were so new that we weren't there. We didn't know anything about it, but we said for sure. And then she actually called us later on and kind of gave us her feedback on where she thought, like, she saw us going. So it just seemed like a really neat experience to be able to hopefully go to one of these podcasts, you know, events and conferences, because I think there must be such a wealth of information that would be so important to know and to learn.
Well, the podcasting community is fantastic. They're so forthcoming, and you know, if you have a question, someone's going to know an answer, or you put it out there and somebody's talking to you about it. It's fantastic.
So supportive.
It is. It's a great group of people. I think both of you would have a blast. I'm lucky that I get to go to most of the podcasting conferences with Podbean. And it's just so great to hang out with other podcasters and people that understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. And, you know, you really feel part of something. And sometimes when you're just alone in your car or in your dining room or your garage or wherever it is you podcast, you feel like you're a little bit of a loner out there. So it's nice to be in like one place where a lot of people are just like you. Fun. Mm-hmm. So if you can give a new podcaster one piece of advice, what would it be?
Samantha? I would say, do your homework. Find out if your topic that you want to talk about, or, you know, niche that you want to be in, is like, if you're going to fit in or if you're going to be something different. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's good too. I think that's important, because with us, when some of the feedback that we received when we first started was, well, what's your niche, right? And everybody kept saying we needed to have a niche. And we actually disagree with that, because obviously our goal is comedy, because we think we're funny and we want to be funny for people. But we really felt strongly that it would be like, we really felt that we needed to stay true to what our goal, what our vision was. And it's not necessarily that we need to be like a certain podcast. Like, we don't need to be defined by anything, because we're just so, it's just so general. So it's like, you know, like we, do we have a target group? For sure. But do we want more than that target group? Absolutely. Right. Like I have, I know young girls that are listening to the podcast as they get ready for work because it's just funny.
Your millennials.
My millennial girls, you know? So I think be true to what your vision is. But don't be so true to your vision that you don't want to take feedback, because feedback's really important.
Yeah, we got feedback. It was fun.
Yeah. Some of it in the beginning wasn't good. Then no. It was like, okay, but you know what? You still have to take that and apply it, because people have a point on different things. So it's important.
And I think you need to definitely, be part of the podcasting community. I think you need to join Facebook groups, which we have. I think you need to take your social media and get crazy with it and get it out there.
Yeah. And I think what's helped us too is that we always listen to older episodes, and then we kind of, you know, okay, so I heard this and I think maybe we need to do this a bit better. Mm-hmm. So kind of follow your gut and don't be afraid to critique yourself, I think is really important too.
Really what Lisa's saying is she's critiquing me.
No, I'm critiquing you too, Samantha.
That is all such good advice. Such great advice for any podcaster, new or old. Okay, so I have a couple of fun questions that I always end the show with. And one of them is, if there was a podcast about your life, what would it be called?
Ridiculous.
That's one of my favorite words, by the way. So I love it.
Yeah, that would be, that's what I would think, is because I think my life is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine would be, seriously?
Yeah, yours would be.
Seriously, I love it. All right, I've got those noted down. And finally, who is your fantasy podcaster? If you could choose anyone, dead or alive, to have a podcast, who would it be?
Oh!
Dead, just have you already thought about this?
Dead or, yeah, you know what? I need to podcast the queen. I need to talk to my girl, Liz.
I don't know if you know this, but the queen is very important to her.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. But I also, and that's a fantasy, right? Because I know Liz isn't going to do that. And I know that she's not going to do that podcast.
No. No.
But she should. It would be so great. I'm with you. I would totally subscribe. I would be binge listening over and over again. All right, the queen. Do we have another one?
Well, I would say I would listen to Jan Arden.
Our girl Jan.
Yeah. She'd be funny.
Jan Arden. All right. Great.
And well, we have a big attraction to Jan Arden because she's Canadian and she's very interactive with her fans, and we just think she's wonderful, and we stalk her, but not in a bad way, and we try and find her whenever she's around. And
she's not gonna listen to this, Lisa, calm down.
You never know, she will, because we'll tweet it out that she'll need to.
We'll have to tag her on all the social media posts. Let her know that she's been mentioned.
That's right.
Maybe out of curiosity, she'll look you guys up, if nothing else.
And of course, right? If you could get Oprah, you'd go for Oprah too.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. Right? I mean, she might be our next president. You don't know.
Oh, don't dear. Right? Take her any way we can get her.
Oh, I know. Honestly, I agree. Well, this has been so much fun, Sam and Lisa. I am so happy to have had you on. This is my first episode with two guests. I've never tried this before. Wow. So thank you for being such good sports as we had to fiddle with the tech a little bit in the beginning. But I can check this off my list that I've done two guests at one time.
Well, thank you very much for reaching out to us. We love Podbean.
No, thank
we
you.
Love all things Podbean.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, we love podcasters like you that are talented and enthusiastic and passionate. They're just the kind of people that make us love what we do on this end. So we couldn't thank you enough for that. And I look forward to listening to more of your episodes. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for Podcasting Smarter. You can check our show notes at podcast.podbean.com for links and details. Please like our podcast, leave your comments, and help us spread the word to other podcasters so we can bring you more great episodes with podcasting tips and inspiration from fellow podcasters. If you want to connect with other podcasters or get interviewed on this podcast, please join our Podcasting Smarter Facebook group. We look forward to welcoming you to the community. Happy podcasting!